A lot of excitement this week because of this voice.
Con su cabeza asiática, sobre la que nace un pelo oscuro, tan delgado y fino que parece flotar en el aire, es un niño.
That may be the voice of iconic Mexican artist Frida Kahlo. Pavel Granados is pretty sure it is anyway. He's the director of Mexico's National Sound Library, which released the recording we just heard, and he's kind of obsessed with it now.
O sea, sí estoy sorprendido, estoy espantado. Yo sueño en las noches que me dice...
I'm kind of surprised, and frankly, a little scared. I mean, I'm dreaming at night with Frida Kahlo's voice, telling me, yes, it is me, or no, it's not me. I'm kind of wishing for a change of soundtrack in my head, to be honest. I'm just so freaked out after hearing the voice of Frida Kahlo.
Granado says one person who could confirm if that is Kahlo's voice is a descendant of someone who knew Kahlo very well, Russian revolutionary Leon Trotsky, who met the artist while in exile in Mexico.
Estuvo con nosotros en la Fonoteca Nacional el nieto de Trotsky. Le pusimos
We had Trotsky's grandson visit us at the sound library, and we played the recording for him. And he said, look, I can't say it's not her. So I asked him, okay, so you think it is her? And he answered, no, I can't say that either. There's something about that voice that is strange. Her intonation isn't the way I remembered it.
The recording is under investigation as we speak, but Granados says he's got good reasons to think it's Kahlo. First, the date, the mid-1950s. Second, the host, Álvaro Gálvez Fuentes.
Que ya no existe sino en la permanencia de sus palabras, la voz de Frida Kahlo.
He introduces Frida Kahlo by name, and according to Granados, Fuentes was a big deal at that time. He hosted all kinds of famous Mexican personalities, so it makes sense, right? Well, not to Ganit Ancori.
I have my doubts.
Ancori is an art historian at Brandeis University, and she curates and writes about Frida Kahlo's work.
Especially because it's been dated to 1953 or 1954, when they supposedly recorded a program, and Frida Kahlo was very, very sick at the time. She was literally on her deathbed. She passed away in July of 1954. 6 months earlier, her right leg was amputated. And what we see from the writings in her diary and her paintings is that she was not in good shape. And just listening to the voice, it sounds like a very, very strong, healthy woman. But it could be that she rallied her strength. I mean, I can't rule it out.
What is it that we hear her, whoever it is, what are they saying?
So in 1949, Diego Rivera had a very, very large retrospective exhibition. And for the catalog, Frida Kahlo wrote an essay that is called Portrait of Diego. It's very extensive, it's personal, it's quirky, but, you know, she wrote it. It would be unusual for her to just read what she wrote.
What is it about her that makes you think she wouldn't simply read something from her work?
She was a very lively, intelligent, engaged person. It just probably would not, it just doesn't seem right. She did use her voice a lot, by the way. I mean, she was a wonderful singer. She loved to sing Mexican corridos, which are like ballads. She sang the Internacional as part of her communist political creed. She used her voice often. It feels like these are the things that I would investigate. I mean, I'm not saying it is or it isn't because I really don't know at this point.
Are there any recordings of her singing?
There are no recordings of her. And, you know, the London's Victorian Albert Museum really, really did serious research trying to find a recording of her voice, a recording of her singing. There are even photographs of her with a guitar. So we know that for her, a good party had song and she was a great singer. We know that.
If it turns out to be Kahlo's voice, what would that mean for art history and for her life in general?
Well, for art history, probably not so much. I think we're all very eager to know as much as we can about Frida Kahlo, the artist, the woman, the persona, the icon. So it would add something. But, you know, the visual images are, in my book, the most important.
Frida Kahlo just has so many fans, and people seem just permanently intrigued with her. Why is that?
I would say that she was of her time, but she was also ahead of her time in many ways. Of her time because she was totally engaged in the political, philosophical, cultural milieu of her day. She also she was very charismatic, so people who knew her were attracted to her. She was apparently a lot of fun, too. With a sense of humor that we can see. But I believe that today, in the last decades, and with growing intensity, her popularity is because she touches upon issues that are still relevant to us today. Fluid gender identities, which is a term that didn't even exist when she was around, is something that she explored through her art. And even in her writings, the very intense kind of devotion to non-binary identities, the fact that she constructed her identity through her sartorial choices, through her way of being in the world, her creativity that expanded beyond her art to the way she decorated her home, to the way she dressed, to her jewelry. That speaks to our generations. And also, I think that for many people, her political views that kind of foresaw the problems of capitalism. For example, when she was in New York during the Great Depression in the 1930s, her letters speak of the wealth gap in ways that seem to resonate with what we're going through today. She said how some people have billionaires, you know, and the other people are barely managing. So I think that her, you know, when I say she's ahead of her time, the issues she engaged with, and I think her taboo-breaking, brave art-making, you know, what's not to admire? I mean, every work of art by Frida Kahlo evokes both emotion and thought and is brilliant. I mean, I think that it took a while for people to realize what a brilliant, revolutionary, and path-breaking artist she is.
Ganit Ankhori is an art historian at Brandeis University. She writes about and curates Frida Kahlo's work. Thank you so much, Ganit.
Oh, thank you for having me.